Hi, everyone. Welcome again to English Digest. I'm Bill, here with Holly, and today we are going to get right back into talking about pizza. It's a little slice of heaven. And why is pizza known as a little slice of heaven? Well, because it just tastes so good.
That's right. It makes you feel like you're in heaven because you're just feeling so wonderful. It makes you so happy to eat this pizza.
That's right. Now, yesterday we learned a little bit about the early history of pizza, how it really was developed in the middle of Europe. It was developed in Italy by the Etruscans and then over in Greece by the Greeks. And then it kind of changed when Christopher Columbus went to the New World and brought back tomatoes. He brought them to Europe from America. And then they began to develop the basic ideas of the pizzas that we have today. And some of the oldest flavors or most classic of flavors, like the margarita and the Neapolitan. Today, we're going to learn about how this idea of the pizza really took the world by storm, and, you know, mostly starting in North America.
Right, so today we're going to read through and talk about all of these different styles throughout North America, so why don't we go ahead and read through today's article.
The international pizza craze truly started after World War II. American soldiers who had been stationed in Italy began to return home, and they brought with them a yearning for the tasty Italian pizza they had feasted on during their time away. Pizzerias began to spring up across America, and soon major U.S. cities began to develop styles of their own. New York pizzas are known for being heavy and greasy, while in Los Angeles, pizza has become a gourmet item, incorporating fancy add-ons like salmon and duck on top of a traditional cheese and tomato base. All American pizzas are known for being loaded with toppings. Early European pizzas were mostly just cheese and tomato creations, sometimes topped with an occasional eel or anchovy. American pizzerias turned these light dinners into meat-laden delicacies, packed from crust to crust with every add-on imaginable. Not surprisingly, this more indulgent version has proved popular internationally. And today, pizza can be found around the world, incorporating countless regional specialties. In Korea, for example, pizzas are made with kimchi and bulgogi, while Japanese pizzas are made from a crust of pounded rice and sometimes topped with squid ink instead of tomato sauce. Just as Americans took this age-old Italian recipe and turned it into something uniquely American, other cultures around the world are using pizza to express their own culinary tastes. Any way you slice it, pizza is a dish for everyone to enjoy.
All right, so remember yesterday, as Bill said, we talked about pizza in Europe, but now we're moving on around the world, and we find that the international pizza craze truly started after World War II. So around the world, people didn't really know a lot about pizza, except for in Europe. But then this craze started. Everyone really started to love pizza, and it wasn't until after World War II. American soldiers who had been stationed in Italy began to return home, and they brought with them a yearning for the tasty Italian pizza they had feasted on during their time away. So here we find out exactly how it made it to America. American soldiers, they had been stationed in Italy, or they had been told to serve in that area during World War II. So after the war ended, they began to return home, and they brought with them a yearning. They really, really wanted this type of food. If you yearn for something, it just means you want it. Often you kind of miss it, and this is what they missed. They missed the tasty Italian pizza they had feasted on during their time away.
Right. You know, a feast is when you sit down to eat a very big meal with a lot of people, and usually there are plenty of different types of food, and there is plenty of those types of food. So there's a lot of it. In fact, the idea is you have more than you could probably eat sitting down at that table that one time. And we usually have feasts as celebrations of how we have provided for ourselves, how well the harvests went out on the farms, or something like that. So a feast is basically a big party where everybody eats. So take that noun and turn it into a verb, When you feast on something, you got to add the word on, it means that you have a lot of this. You eat it and eat a lot because you enjoy it. This, for the soldiers back then, it was like having a feast because, you know, their lives were pretty hard over there in World War II, fighting every day, and they might die in the middle of a fight in Italy. They're away from home, but they've got this great Italian pizza to keep them going, so that's why we use this word. They feasted on it. Now, we're talking about how they brought it home to America from Italy, the time when they were spending time in Italy. So this is really how this international pizza craze started. Just wanted to move back to that word craze, because it means pretty much that everyone's crazy about it.
Well, they sure were. And it wasn't just the soldiers. Everyone began to want pizza. Pizzerias began to spring up across America, and soon major U.S. cities began to develop styles of their own. So these pizzerias, or another word for pizza restaurants, they began to spring up across America. If something springs up, it means it starts or it grows up very suddenly. And this is what had happened before. The U.S. did not have any of these pizzerias, but suddenly it's like they were growing everywhere. You could find pizzerias wherever you went. And soon, major U.S. cities began to develop styles of their own. So, although they brought this pizza back from Europe, they were able to use those styles, people in the U.S. had their own ideas. So major U.S. cities began to have their own styles. So wherever you went, you might find a different type of pizza, depending on what people in that city really liked. And we have a couple of examples here, New York and Los Angeles.
Right, in New York, pizzas, they are known for being heavy and greasy. But in Los Angeles, pizza has become this gourmet item that incorporates fancy add-ons like salmon and duck on top of that traditional cheese and tomato base. So, lots going on in this sentence here. New York pizzas are known for being heavy and greasy. When something is known for being a certain way, it means that when you think New York pizza, you think heavy and greasy. Everybody knows this about New York pizza. Knows this is the way to describe it, really. Not just the way to describe it, it's the way it is. It's heavy and greasy. And by saying heavy here, because we're talking about a food, we really mean two things. Both that it weighs a lot, because there's a lot of stuff piled on top of that pizza, but also when you eat it, it's really thick. It just feels really big and heavy in your stomach because it's full of different meats and maybe really thick crust. It's not like eating a salad. In that case, you might say a light salad. It feels light when you eat it. And of course, because it's greasy, that also makes it probably feel a little bit heavy when you eat it. Greasy just means it's very, very oily. Because grease is a word we can use to mean oil, but it's usually the oil that comes out when you're cooking some kind of food like meat.
Right. Well, there's another style in Los Angeles where it has become a gourmet item. If you say that something is gourmet, often it means it's a very special kind of food and it's also very expensive, that people who have a lot of money, they will buy this and they will pay a lot of money for it. And often it will have a lot of expensive ingredients, which is why we say the Los Angeles pizza can incorporate fancy add-ons like salmon and duck on top of that traditional cheese and tomato base. If you incorporate something, it just means you include it. So, in the Los Angeles pizza, they include these fancy add-ons. We say they're fancy because they're not regular types of things you would have on pizza. And, as we said before, that they're a little bit more expensive. Well, what's expensive? Salmon. That's a pretty expensive kind of fish to be putting on top of your pizza. And also duck, which is sometimes hard to find. So they would put salmon and duck on top of these pizzas or incorporate them, but they would also keep that traditional or the original cheese and tomato base, or the basically the crust with the cheese and tomato on it, and then add all these extra things.
So what are these extra things? That salmon, the duck, it's all put on that traditional base. And I have to say that actually I like this style of pizza sometimes. Don't get me wrong, I like the traditional old classics that you might get maybe in Italy or any other restaurant in North America, the margherita, the Neapolitan. I love that heavy New York style, but you can't eat too much of it. But this style, this new style with all these fancy ingredients, can be really good. In fact, there was a pizza place near where I went to college, and it was called American Dream. There you go, an American-style pizza. And it had this special chicken with this really tasty herbs and feta cheese on top. Put a little bit of mushrooms on top with this beer-battered crust. Oh, it was so tasty. Sorry, I'm getting off track here, Holly. I'm just thinking too much about pizza.
Well, you sure are, but I can imagine why. It's because American pizzas are known for being loaded with toppings, and that's exactly what you were talking about. Yesterday, we mentioned that toppings are just the things that you put on top of something, and we also said that to be loaded with something means that you have a lot of it. So all American pizzas are known for having so many toppings. It's not just going to be cheese and tomato. It's going to be lots of other things like meats and vegetables, as you mentioned before.
Right, but this isn't quite the same as the original pizzas. These European pizzas, as we'll find out in just a moment, well, they really didn't have that much on top in the way of toppings, which makes sense because toppings go on top. Okay, here's our Chinese explanation.
Hello, my name's Daphne. 我相信没有人不喜欢吃pizza, 所以呢, pizza已经算得上是一种国际性的食物了。The international pizza craze truly started after World War II. Craze呢, 在这里是一个名词用法, 指的是狂热。二次世界大战以后, 美军要返回他们的故乡, 那么下面我们看到这个句子呢, and连接前后两个子句, 前面这个子句的动词呢, 是began, American soldiers began to return home. 后面护所引导的这个子句形容这些美军 who had been stationed in Italy. 他们原来呢 是驻军在意大利, 二次世界大战之后 他们要返回故乡, and they brought with them a yearning. Yearning呢 是brought的受词, Yearning后面for所引导的子句呢 在形容前面的这种渴望, for the tasty Italian pizza. 那么这种美味的意大利pizza呢 后面有一个子句在形容他们, they had feasted on during their time away. Feast on 后面接食物, 那么on的受词就是前面提到的意大利的pizza。 返国后,他们对于在意大利吃到的pizza念念不忘, 也就是因为如此, pizzerias began to spring up across America. Spring up这个动词片语, 它的意思是蓬勃发展, 表示呢, 全美各地开了很多的pizza店, and soon major U.S. cities began to develop styles of their own. 不仅有很多的pizza店一一开张, 而且呢, 在美国很多大都市里头, 这些pizza店呢, 分别开始发展出他们自己的口味。 接下来我们就以东西部的两大城市做一个比较, 中间while这个连接词呢, 是形成一个对比, 比方说, New York pizzas are known for being heavy and greasy. Be known for 就是以什么著名, 纽约的pizza呢, 它是比较油腻的, 比较厚实的, 而在洛杉矶的pizza呢, has become a gourmet item. 后面我们看到这个分词片语呢, 是在形容洛杉矶的pizza里头呢, incorporating fancy adds on. Incorporate 当动词来用意思呢, 就是加上了混合进去了, 它里头加上了很多的 add-ons, 也就是配料。 Add-ons 呢, 用复数形 表示配料不止一种, 加在什么上呢? On top of a traditional cheese and tomato base. 因为传统的pizza上头 只有cheese跟tomato, 显得单调了一点。 那这里的adds-on 后面举例说明, like salmon and duck, 让pizza呢 更好吃了。
Okay, listeners, let's take a short break. We'll be right back to wrap up our show about pizza.
Welcome back to English Digest. I'm Holly, and I'm here with Bill. And since yesterday, we've been talking all about pizza, how first it was started in Europe, then it came to the United States after World War II, and the soldiers really liked what they had eaten in Italy. And then we talked about how these different styles kind of were created all across America because, well, Americans like to have their own styles. Well, we also mentioned that American pizzas are really known for having a lot of toppings, and that's very different from European pizzas. So let's go ahead and jump back into the second paragraph, and we begin by saying early European pizzas were mostly just cheese and tomato creations, sometimes topped with an occasional eel or anchovy. So these early European pizzas, the ones that you saw earlier in history, they were usually just cheese and tomato creations, or they were just these ideas where you only had different types of cheeses and tomatoes, but sometimes topped with an occasional eel or anchovy. If you do something occasionally, it means only sometimes. So they would have an occasional eel or anchovy. Those are both types of fish that you can put on a pizza. And that didn't happen that often. It wasn't very common.
Now, American pizzerias turned these light dinners into meat-laden delicacies. So they changed that style from the European light dinner into this new meat-laden delicacy, packed from crust to crust with every add-on imaginable. So those early European pizzas, like you were just saying, Holly, had maybe a little bit of eel, maybe a little bit of fish on it, something like that. But then the American pizzerias, and notice that word pizzeria, I'll come back to it again in a moment, we mentioned it earlier, they turned these light dinners into these meat-laden delicacies. We call the European style, the early European style, a light dinner because, again, it wasn't that heavy, it wasn't greasy. You'd eat it for dinner, a quick and easy dinner to make. American pizzerias changed it into meat-laden delicacies. Again, we're talking about loading it up with meat. Notice the words are similar, but not exactly the same. To load something up, something is laden with something. It basically means it has been loaded with the word you find before, the word laden. So, it's a delicacy that has a lot of meat on it. And the delicacy here just means a very special food that often is a little bit expensive. It's not that easy to come by. And of course, these meat-laden pizzas may be a little more expensive than you'd expect to pay for just a basic European-style pizza. But all of this happens in American pizzerias. And a pizzeria is basically just a store that is specific for making pizza.
Well, it's no wonder that these American pizzerias turn them from light dinners into meat-laden delicacies because these pizzas are packed from crust to crust with every add-on imaginable. Well, if you look at a pizza, it's got a crust all the way around. So in any direction, at one point, you're going to reach the crust. So from one side of the pizza to the other side, it is completely filled or packed with lots of different toppings. And we say they are add-ons here, which is just another way of saying a topping, something you add to the pizza. And we say every add-on imaginable. So every possible choice that you could have, you can imagine it. You imagine that these are all the choices that you can, you know, choose from, and we say that these pizzas are filled with them. So whatever you can think of, any possible idea for a topping, it's going to be on an American pizza. Well, not surprisingly, this more indulgent version has proved popular internationally, and today pizza can be found around the world, incorporating countless regional specialties. So it's not very surprising that this has happened because it's been able to allow people from different countries have their own flavors.
Right, it's calling it a more indulgent version of the pizza. If something is indulgent, it means that it allows people to indulge. And to indulge literally means that you are kind of taking part in something or doing something that you enjoy a lot, but maybe if you do too much of it, it's not that great for you to do. A lot of people might say, I'm just indulging myself. When someone asks, hey, Bill, or hey, Holly, why are you eating so much chocolate these days? You could be like, well, because I love chocolate. I feel like indulging myself. So by saying it's an indulgent version, it's a type of pizza that allows you to indulge yourself. It has proved very popular. It has been proven to be very popular internationally because many people now find it popular. Now, how are we going to support this idea, though? Anytime you try to prove something, it means you have to give information or evidence to show why that is true. And this is how we can prove it, because today, pizza can be found around the world, incorporating countless regional specialties.
Right, and here we see that word incorporating again. So it means that in each region or part of the world, they can include countless different types of toppings and make their own styles. If something's countless, it means that, well, there are so many that you can't count them. They're just too many to count. And a specialty is just a particular type of food or any other object that is very special to one person, one area, or one region. So if you go to different parts of the United States, you'll find different specialties, different special pizzas that are only found in that place. But you can also go around the world and find other kinds. In Korea, for example, pizzas are made with kimchi and bulgogi, while Japanese pizzas are made from crust of pounded rice and sometimes topped with squid ink instead of tomato sauce. So in Korea, you can find that spicy vegetables, kimchi, and there's also bulgogi, a kind of meat. But in Japan, you'll actually find a different kind of crust. It's made out of pounded rice, which has just been smashed together into a different type of crust than normal, and it's sometimes topped with squid ink instead of tomato sauce. Here's that word top as a verb here. It's topped with something, and it's using squid ink, which is just a special kind of sauce that comes from squid, and it's used instead of the normal tomato sauce.
So they really try and give it a Japanese flavor with, you know, the Japanese love of seafood in most of their dishes. And also, of course, rice. So it has this Asian style to it, but they still base it on the idea of a pizza. Now, just as Americans took this age-old Italian recipe and turned it into something uniquely American, other cultures around the world are using pizza to express their own culinary tastes. We're kind of wrapping up the idea of how it's spread around the world here. In the same way that, you can replace just as with that phrase, in the same way that Americans took this age-old Italian recipe, turned it into something American, other cultures around the world also did something similar. So by saying just as A happened, B also happened, we're showing how they are similar in the way they happened. What is it again? Americans took the age-old, really old Italian recipe for pizza, and we learned it's quite old when we learned about its history. They changed it into something uniquely American, very unique to America with the different styles. The other cultures, they also use pizza to express their own culinary tastes. And the word culinary has to do with things you find in the kitchen. It actually comes from this old Latin word that means kitchen and food. So culinary tastes is all about how you prefer to prepare your food.
Right, all about cooking, and if you have culinary skills, it means you are good at cooking and creating foods. Well, we learned today that there are lots of different ways to eat pizza, but any way you slice it, pizza is a dish for everyone to enjoy.
Yeah, that's a great saying, any way you slice it. We're meaning no matter how you cut it up, like you can cut it into 5 pieces, 10 pieces, 8 pieces, it's a way to say any way you slice it, any way you look at some issue, then you can describe a truth about it. Here, the point is pizza is always going to be something people like. Okay, listeners, let's listen now to some more Chinese explanation.
美式的披萨跟早期欧式的披萨呢有一些不同。 All American pizzas are known for being loaded with toppings. 美式的披萨上面有很多的配料，在上面放上呢这个动词就用 top. 那么这里提到早期欧式的一些披萨呢 sometimes topped with an occasional eel and anchovy. 美式的披萨料就比较丰富了。 American pizzerias turn these light dinners into meat-laden delicacies. Turn A into B, 也就是把前面这些比较清淡的晚餐呢，变成里头有很多肉的美食。再来后面这个过去分词片语呢，又进一步的形容这种美式的 pizza packed with every add-on. 上面放了各种的配料。那么句尾的 imaginable 形容前面的配料，只要你想得出来就可以放得上去。至于 from crust to crust 呢，是在修饰每一片披萨上面都放了丰富的配料。This more indulgent version, 也就指的是这种美式的 pizza, has proved popular internationally. Popular 是一个主词补语，说明这种 pizza 呢，证实是在全世界各地都受到欢迎的。而不同的是呢，现今世界各地的 pizza 呢，incorporating countless regional specialties, 他们都融合了地方性的特色。就拿韩国跟日本做一个对比，韩国著名的是泡菜以及它的烤肉，那么 be made with 后面呢接材料，也就是成品可以看得见原来材料的性质或者是形状。在韩国我们可以看得到由泡菜跟烤肉制作而成的 pizza， 至于在日本呢， pizzas are made from， 后面接材料是说明这个成品已经不保留原来材料的性质跟形状了。在接下来我们看到 just as 的用法，就如同就好像，是一种加强语气的用法。 just as Americans took this age-old Italian recipe and turned it into something uniquely American. Uniquely 这个副词修饰后面的 American， 美国人把 pizza 变成是美国的东西，跟他们一样， other cultures around the world are using pizza， 后面的不定词呢表示他们的目的，其他国家呢也用 pizza 来做什么呢？表达他们自己的 culinary tastes， 也就是他们的烹调风味，或者是他们的厨艺。
All right, listeners, I hope you've had a good time talking about pizza these last 2 days. And, well, I guess Bill's already thinking about pizza because he's eating another slice. So I'll go ahead and say goodbye for now. We hope you'll join us next time on English Digest. Until then, I'm Holly.
Oh, this pizza's good. And I'm Bill.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.